Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'd like to thank you for hearing this testimony today. My name is Howard Ramsey, and I am a hand fisherman. The hand fishermen in Missouri are being discriminated against by the Missouri Department of Conservation, and we can prove it. The catfish in Missouri belong to all the citizens, and the hand fishermen should be part of the now allowable catch and given a regulated season. For almost 10 years, Noodles Anonymous has been asking the MDC to make one small change in their fishing regulations that would allow the hand fishermen to catch and keep only 5 catfish a year in a 61-day season, June and July. There are approximately 664,000 catfish anglers in Missouri that are allowed to catch and keep 20 catfish a day, 365 days a year, or 7,300 catfish each. The MDC recently raised the daily limit for each of these 664,000 catfish anglers from 15 to 20 catfish a day during the same time period when the hand fishermen were only asking for 5 fish a year. This is proof of discrimination. Two of the longest rivers in the entire United States run through Missouri, the Mississippi and Missouri. Missouri has no shortage of catfish. MDC has stated that the mortality rate on catfish in Missouri is too high because of the other 664,000 anglers, and therefore we cannot allow another method of fishing for catfish. But I just read the February issue, 2009, of the Missouri Conservationist, and I quote, "Catfish are abundant in the prairie streams of the north to the modified streams of the Boot Hill." This was written by the MDC Fisheries Division Chief. This is proof of discrimination. The MDC has testified over the last 9 years that we have too many channelized streams in North Missouri to allow hand fishing, but the MDC still allows the other 664,000 anglers to each take 20 catfish a day from these channelized streams. The MDC claims that it is easier for the hand fishermen to find and fish the limited structures in these streams, but I will guarantee you if there is a root wad, snag, or old dead tree in these channelized streams, there has been or will be a 33-hook trot line tied to them or bank pole sticking from many of them. This is proof of discrimination. The MDC has testified that we are taking fish off the nest. Almost all fish are taken off the nest in the spring and early summer. The MDC even allows you to snag for spoonbill during the spawning season, and these fish do not have the option of biting a hook. I'd like to read a paragraph from a letter written to me in February 2005 by Dr. Donald Jackson of Mississippi State University. Dr. Jackson conducted a 4-year study on hand fishing and is one of the world's leading experts on flathead catfish. Dr. Jackson is also scheduled to be the president of the American Fisheries Society in 2010. Dr. Jackson said, and I quote, "Wild animals, including fish, are particularly vulnerable to take when in a breeding mode. That's why we hunt turkeys in the spring, deer in the fall, and concentrate fishing for bass and crappie in early spring, fishing for bream in early summer. Catching catfish when engaged in reproduction is no different. Biologically, how fish are killed in the fishery is irrelevant. That is proof of discrimination." In 2005 and 2006, the MDC tagged 5,098 fish on 8 different rivers in the state. The MDC reported that 341 of these tags had been returned from the Mississippi and South Fabius, which were legal to hand fish in 05 and 06. 340 tags were returned to the MDC from some of the other 664,000 catfish anglers, but only one tag was returned by a hand fisherman in 2 years. So in 2007, the MDC canceled the 5-year trial season, not based on science or biology, and not based on the number of tags returned by the hand fishermen. This is proof of discrimination. On April 7, 2003, the director of the MDC, John Hopkins, wrote a letter to me, stating, and I quote, "We are not convinced there is widespread support for the legalization of hand fishing," end quote. So in 2004, the MDC decided to survey 6,000 catfish anglers in Missouri about hand fishing. The survey asked, "Would you support or oppose a regulated hand fishing season in Missouri as long as it does not harm the catfish population?" The results came back showing that 51% supported a regulated season, with only 22.9% opposed. The USDA Forest Service also conducted two surveys. Their survey in 2004 showed 68% supported a regulated season and only 7% opposed. Their other survey in 2006 showed 70% supported, 9% opposed. Representative Wes Schumacher's hand fishing bill passed the House of Representatives 153 yes, 7 no. And Senator John Cawthorn's hand fishing bill passed the Senate 27 yes, 5 no. The hand fishermen have the support of the Missouri Farm Bureau, Missouri Farmers Union, MOFED, and many other organizations in the state of Missouri. This does show there is widespread support for a regulated hand fishing season. This is proof of discrimination. In the last letter written to Gary Webb, dated August 21, 2007, by the MDC Fisheries Chief, Steve Eater, Mr. Eater said, and I quote, "While I recognize the passion you have exhibited in trying to legalize this activity, I do not believe that our governing body intends to reconsider this issue," end quote. That is proof of discrimination and the reason we are here today. In closing, I would like for this committee to remember one thing about the testimony you will hear today. If there is any given against the legalization of hand fishing, it will not be based on scientific or biological studies, which means the MDC has no justification for not allowing the hand fishermen 5 fish a year. Thank you.